All right, so it looks like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are destined to go the way of all flesh. But what exactly will replace them, and how will that affect the housing market in the end? More importantly, how will it affect consumers who have to get mortgages at a reasonable rate? Joining us now is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Is anybody defending Fannie and Freddie at this point, saying, no, we need to keep the system in place?
There is no one prominent out there saying keep Fannie and Freddie alive. However, you got to separate Fannie and Freddie, or some people are calling them Franny now, you know, merging their names. You got to separate them from the function they play in the market. There are a lot of people who are saying, let's have some new iteration of them, companies by different names or an arm of the government that will play their role. And what their role is, they guarantee bundles of mortgages. When you go get a mortgage, it's sold to investors, but those investors aren't going to lose money if you don't pay your mortgage, because they're guaranteed by Fannie and Freddie, which right now means they're guaranteed by the U.S. government, U.S. taxpayer, because remember, we bailed them out, put them in conservatorship 2.5 years ago.
That Fannie or Freddie will buy that mortgage.
Right. So basically that if the person, the homeowner, doesn't pay their mortgage, then the U.S. government is going to make up for it. And that's why investors buy these. That pumps cheaper credit through the system. Your interest rates are lower because the bank who gives you a mortgage doesn't hold on to it. They sell it to these investors. But these investors do not risk anything if you don't pay, because
the homeowner risks. The investors don't risk.
Well, the homeowner, you know,
it's not like Fannie and Freddie bail you out if you don't pay your mortgage.
No, if you don't pay your mortgage, you'll still have foreclosure. It'll hurt your credit and so on. But Fannie and Freddie will pay the investor who bought your mortgage.
To a certain extent, they do what they were intended to do, which was keep interest rates low.
That's
right. And allow for higher home ownership rates.
That's right.
But what the problem with Fannie and Freddie now is?
Well, you know, the problem is that they're very polarizing companies. A lot of people don't like the fact that these were private companies that were making a lot of profits, but yet they enjoyed this kind of government backing. There's a lot of people who want a more crisp system here. Either let the private market handle it by itself without the government's involvement, or let the government handle it. A lot of people are arguing that kind of mixing the two, you know, is a problem.
It's an old debate, government intervention or let the market do its work. Todd Zwillick is with us from Washington. That debate's going on down in Washington. We're going to get to it in a second. Good morning, Todd. Are you awake?
Hey, good morning, John.
All right, great. Hang on there for just a second, Todd. One more thing on Fannie and Freddie, though. Don't we risk a collapse of the entire mortgage industry if Fannie and Freddie suddenly were disappeared and taken away?
So I don't think anything's going to be sudden. You know, this week the Obama administration is going to come out with a report on what to do with them. And it's going to be debated for months and months and months. But the central question is, as the government pulls out of housing, how much air do you take out of the balloon? Mm-hmm. Because the more they pull out, you're right, the more that you could see mortgage rates go up, and that could affect housing prices.